in case you needed the reminder, this is a pretty important reminder we put out here on the morning news. Your tax filing deadline is a week from today, April 15th. It's not changing. It's not going anywhere. We've got some last-minute tax filing tips for those of you, like myself, who took the time over the weekend to file your taxes, or maybe you're just getting around to it this week. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us. Jill, you mentioned here there are usually two types of folks who wait until the very, very last minute to file those taxes. I'll admit, I'm in the procrastinator area, but who are the other folks?
Well, I think these are the people who think they owe money. And I understand why completing those forms that then say you owe a certain amount, boy, that just hurts like heck. So I think the thing to remember is that if you're a procrastinator, go to the IRS.gov website, use e-file, use free file if you make less than $79,000. But for those who think they owe money, just remember that if you're so quick to say, oh, I'm just going to have file an extension, that doesn't get you off the hook, because an extension, which is Form 4868, that gives you an extra 6 months to file, but you still have to estimate what you pay, and you've got to pay those estimates to the IRS by the April 15th deadline. So that means that even if you extend, if paying is your real issue, we've got some other plans for you. Have you ever owed and freaked out in that moment?
Not personally, no. I mean, the $2 I had to give the government this year was pretty
nicely done. That's kind of great. Well, look, you know what? There are plenty of options, okay? So obviously, if you are completing your returns at the last second and you do owe money and you've got money in your bank account, no sweat. You can do a one-time payment through IRS Direct Pay. It's free. It's secure. It's really easy to use. But if you actually owe money and you don't have the money to pay for it, the IRS has a couple of very important plans for you. One is a short-term payment plan, no fees. You might get up to 6 more months to pay the bill. If you owe less than $100,000 in combined tax and penalties and interest, you can request this right at the IRS.gov website. Use the online payment agreement and you apply for it. Easy peasy, right? The longer-term payment plan is also known as an installment agreement. If you owe less than $50,000, the IRS may grant you up to another, ready for this, 5 years. And what's really important about this is your payments can be set up so that you go directly from your checking or savings account to the IRS. It's a $31 setup fee. It's really most, I think it's just a good way if you just don't think you're going to have your act together in the next 6 months. There's one more way, and I'm really loath to even tell anybody about it. I kind of want to bury this one, but you can actually pay your tax bill with a credit card. It's horrible. It's just horrible. I'm so mad they even make this available, but it is the most expensive way to pay taxes. There are fees associated with credit card usage to pay your taxes. And by the way, there's this huge risk. Like if you use your credit card, you may not be able to pay off that balance so quickly. And then of course, that would be a very expensive tax bill on top of a tax bill.
I mean, high risk. I'm not sure what kind of reward we're going to give with that, but certainly a very, very high risk on that one. And of course, excuse me, as it is the last minute, we're 7 days, really 5 business days before that filing date. Common errors that are found on tax forms that people ought to know about.
I mean, I just think the IRS must laugh so hard because they just keep printing out this list and everyone say, I would never make this error. And then we always make those errors. Okay. So there are the most common are that you miss or you inaccurately reflect Social Security numbers, or you misspell a name, or you have the incorrect filing status, or you make a math mistake, or I think one that really is a bummer, and because it costs people a lot of money just in terms of not getting your credits, many people will enter their dependent kids on their tax returns. They even get the Social Security numbers right, but they don't check the box that says, hey, I'm entitled to a child tax credit or a credit for another dependent. That means people are leaving money on the table, and that money is just happily staying with Uncle Sam, and it should be yours. So make sure you check your math and check those boxes where appropriate.
There we go. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger with all the tips you need to know ahead of the tax filing deadline. Jill, thanks so much, and happy tax season, I guess.
Oh, no. Let's just say happy eclipse day. Come on.
All right. Happy eclipse day to you and yours.